This is Our Living Lands, and I'm Antonia Gonzalez. For millennia, Indigenous people have intentionally set fires to care for the land. Colonization and policy largely put an end to those practices, though the tradition endured. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, a new law in California has opened the door to restore cultural burning, a potential model for the rest of the West.
On a late June afternoon, in the remote northern California town of Orleans, Michael Sanchez hops into a wildland fire truck. He's the prescribed fire and fuel specialist for the Karuk tribe and helps organize their cultural burns, including those in his neighborhood that day.
And yeah, one of the burns is my house, so I've been kind of taking the main lead on preparing that.
While small, they represent a major step forward in the tribe's long-standing effort to promote cultural burning. It's the fruit of years of advocacy and collaboration with federal agencies and nonprofits to bring down barriers to putting good fire on the ground. In 2022, the state established a claims fund for when fires set by landowners and tribes cause damage, reducing financial risk for burners and the public. Then last fall, Senate Bill 310 was unanimously approved. It allows tribes to enter into agreements with the state and bypass regulatory requirements to burn. Karuk leaders called it a chance to atone for efforts to stamp out burning well into the 20th century. Sanchez says 310 has made burning much simpler. He drives past an orange sign notifying drivers of the cultural burn.
That's one of the requirements, and then also a 72-hour notification to local agencies, Forest Service.
There are a few other steps, like written permission from landowners, but that's about it.
Yep, so yeah, this is my place here.
The first burn of the day is in an adjoining yard. Using lighters, a Karuk trio sets the dry grass and leaves ablaze, checking it with a simple hose. Bill Tripp, the tribe's natural resources director, says the fires help protect homes.
Well, today we're just trying to get rid of this stuff that's going to catch an ember and start a spot fire in the summer.
Bill was taught to burn as a young boy by his great-grandmother, bearer of a time immemorial tradition of using fire for ceremonies in the care of key animal and plant species, like hazel, used for basketry. Tripp is the only tribal council-recognized practitioner able to oversee burns, but his people created a process to train more. He and others see these small projects as a way to rebuild skills and a sense of setting fires as a common practice.
I would like to see 10 houses just get together, have a barbecue, and get it all burnt in a 2-3 day window.
In 2023, a major federal commission said that beneficial fire, which includes cultural and prescribed burning, is essential to restoring ecosystem health and reducing wildfire risk.
We don't need to reinvent the wheel here.
Dylan Cruz is the president of Sustainable Northwest. Inspired by reforms in California, the nonprofit helped push for a claims fund in Washington and Oregon. While rare, intentional burns can escape control and cause significant harm.
We want to do more cultural burning, but the biggest limiting factor or concerns is around liability issues.
He encourages other Western states to work with tribal nations to remove barriers to cultural burning. In a grass field on the outskirts of Orleans, a small team is burning a strip of black around the edge.
Once we get a black line around it, then we can let it rip.
That's Bill's brother, Jacob Tripp. Trailing behind the slow-marching flames, a group of teenagers, seasonal workers for the Natural Resources Department, sprays the edges with bladder bags. Think water guns attached to water-filled backpacks. It's Karuk Youth Council Secretary Chloe King's first burn.
I feel like there's a lot of adrenaline going through me right now, but I definitely feel like I'm doing the best thing for the land right now.
Black line complete, the burner's light strips through the interior. Unsatisfied with the speed of progress, Jacob pulls out a propane torch. When he gets back to the first turn of the black line, the flames intensify and then tear through the remaining dry grass. Boxed in by black, the flames quickly diminish.
This is awesome. That was crazy.
Chloe has caught the fire bug. Here's Bill.
A really important part of our Karuk educational process is to make sure that we're putting fire in the hands of our children at a young age and teaching them how to be responsible with it.
Just like his great-grandmother did with him. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Tune in next week to hear more about the Karuk's burning practices and how communities across the country could learn from them. I'm Antonia Gonzalez for Our Living Lands, a collaboration of Quantic Broadcast Corporation, Native Public Media, and the Mountain West News Bureau.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.